55, Philip Farms LLC, east of Road 497 and north of Road 494, a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 5 acres and a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Mark Camp, 5747 Griffith Lake Drive.
And do you swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. All yours.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Trying to be real brief.
How are you, sir?
My name's R.B. Camp. I'm a professional land surveyor with Adams Camp Associates here in Georgetown, representing Phillips Farm LLC for this variance. They are requesting the variance from the provisions of Chapter 115 to allow the subdivision of a 1.527-acre lot within an existing single-wide mobile home. They are also requesting a variance for an existing shed on this property from the required minimum front setback. That's a approximately 10 by 20 foot shed. That's, I think the plan will show it's 20.1 feet from the right-of-way line of Old Hickory Road. This property is located in a sparsely populated rural area 3 miles west of Laurel at the intersection of Airport Road and Old Hickory Road. The area is a mixture of agricultural croplands and single-family dwellings. All the surrounding properties, as well as the subject parcel, are zoned AR1. Two tax parcels adjoin the new lot on the east side. Each are improved with single-wide mobile homes to date. The existing single-wide mobile home is approximately 25 to 30 years old. It was placed at its present location when new. Originally, it was placed there for a sister of the owner at that time. Currently, the property is being rented. My client wishes to subdivide this in order to resolve some issues involving estate planning. This lot is intended to be conveyed to a family member of one of the owners of Phillips Farms LLC. Please give this request your consideration.
Okay, sir.
How was the shed there? Is it a non-conforming issue, or was there never a permit issued for
that
the shed?
I do not know.
Mr. Rickard, was there a permit ever issued for the shed?
Yes, there was. And I don't have it in front of me here. There was a permit issued for it.
Mr. Kemp, you said the mobile was placed when? Did you have the year?
No, the current owner indicated that it was approximately 25 to 30 years old, 30 years ago.
The accessory structure, Mr. Mills, was 218.99, and that's around $600, so that's probably the accessory structure he's got.
But it doesn't say which one?
No, it does. It never does. It just says accessory structure, residential addition, stuff like that.
What's the likelihood of either of these being non-conforming?
No. No, I wouldn't say it isn't. It's just 218.99.
Is there a problem in moving the shed to conform?
You know, I'm not sure what kind of if it's on any type of a permanent foundation. I don't have the answer to that question.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard, some of these outbuildings could have been non-conforming from the start.
They could have been, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Driveways extending into the roads.
Right. That road 497?
Yeah, I'll bet the road was much smaller some years ago.
A lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That automatically put him in, when they put that road in there, that automatically did it.
Just about a thing when they widened it.
It was probably just an old.
Boom.
Yeah.
Probably just an old shed there. The other two, I believe he has, you know, he has one, two accessory structures since 85 and 82.
They give you 26 years. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Is there an addition on the rear of the mobile? Is that an addition?
I wasn't there personally, but that's certainly what it looks like. Fair looks like it to be a 12 by 62 single wide, and that must be an addition constructed on the rear of it.
And it does, he does have a permit for that. It says residential addition, RA.
Okay. Mr. Mill?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve case number 10255, as I don't believe it will adversely affect adjacent or neighboring properties. Most of the structures have been there for a number of years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10255. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Case number 10,000.